Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bose. Today, I want to talk about how the final nail in the coffin of business dress in the office has just been hammered down. According to reports from Bloomberg and from GQ, the legendary Wall Street firm Goldman Sachs has finally officially relaxed its corporate dress policy. From an internal Goldman Sachs email announcing the change to the dress policy, quote, "Given our firm philosophy and the changing nature of workplaces generally in favor of a more casual environment, we believe this is the right time to move to a firm-wide flexible dress code," the email sent from Goldman Sachs leadership said. And even before this official pronouncement for a firm-wide change in the dress code, Goldman Sachs was already moving in a direction of more casual dress. They have a new or relatively new San Francisco-based office that's home to many Goldman Sachs technical and engineering folks, and they've already adopted a more casual dress code to fit in better with its Silicon Valley neighbors and to better compete and keep talent happy in that hotbed of the hoodie and the t-shirt. And other folks at Goldman Sachs had noticed that the dress code had generally gotten a little bit more casual over the years. But still, this memo puts an official marker on the end of an era. Wall Street style has been burned in our mind forever. Think about Gordon Gekko, or even Wolf of Wall Street. Sharp press suits, expensive shoes, expensive haircuts, right? That was part of the look of Wall Street. Wall Street meant dressed up for sure, dressed to impress. And now, by officially embracing the fact that most people don't really want to wear that much fancy dress clothes to work, Goldman Sachs is kind of, well, joining the rest of us who've been in this casual dress mode for many, many years. It's a little symbolic, but it's also important as well. And one other interesting thing to note, and I think a good thing, the leaders at Goldman Sachs don't specifically create a new dress code policy or write out expectations for employee dress moving forward, and they kind of leave it up to employees' personal judgment. Per the email announcing the change, Goldman leaders say, "All of us know what is and is not appropriate for the workplace." They're essentially telling Goldman Sachs folks, "You're professionals, understand what your clients expect, understand what you need to do your best job, use your own best judgment." And no matter what your office is, what business you're in, how you feel about dress codes, that's probably the policy that would work for just about every organization in the United States. So congratulations, Goldman. You've joined the rest of us, maybe 20 years too late, but you're finally here as well. It'll probably be a run on khakis and chukka boots and unstructured blazers down on Wall Street soon. That's it from the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. To hear full episodes of the HR Happy Hour Show, go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app. Just search for HR Happy Hour. And to learn more, go to www.h3hr.com.